Well, I mentioned earlier that the scariest place you might go this Halloween season is Pinhead's Graveyard. Now, Pinhead's Graveyard is Western North Carolina's only outdoor haunted house, and this year it's located in the area behind Waffle House off Smoky Park Highway. And it's one of those places where you can experience what it's probably like to almost be viciously slaughtered by some of horror's most chilling villains. And the first night the Pinhead's Graveyard was in operation was last night, Friday the 13th. You can learn more about them by going to pinheadsgraveyard.com. And I'm joined right now by Otis of Pinhead's Graveyard. Welcome to the show, Otis.
Welcome. We're looking forward to you coming down here.
Oh, I don't know about that. I might be getting too old. My heart might not be able to take this. I've been to too many haunted houses, you know.
Well, I tell you what, this is a outdoor haunted house. It takes about 35 to 40 minutes to go through. You're totally out in the open, and what you might see and what you might have to deal with is always totally unexpected.
Oh, I can imagine that. And now tell me, how chilly is it out there tonight?
Oh, we've got to be in the upper 30s. Last night, Friday the 13th, was our opening night, and I think it was about 32 whenever we finally got out of here after midnight.
Good grief. So do you think that chill makes people more or less frightened when they are experiencing this stuff?
Well, they're shaking anyway, so yeah. I think the chill...
Right.
The chill just adds to it.
Absolutely. Well, now, this has been in operation for about 10 years now, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We started about 10 years ago. And what happens every year, Pinhead returns to Western North Carolina, and all of his friends gradually make their way in. Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, Creeper, and et cetera. And what they do, they all gather here in Western North Carolina and just kind of want to hang out. You know, they don't all get along with each other. Pinhead's the one that's in charge, and they come here, they hang out, and they kind of have their own sections of the woods, and sometimes they don't want to be disturbed. Sometimes they'll talk to each other. But Texas Chainsaw fixes dinner every night for them. they like it cold and still moving a little bit. And so with that, they just kind of sit down here. And then whenever people come in, they don't like it. They don't want to be disturbed. So it's a group of characters that kind of is their break or their vacation. It's an interesting situation that occurs every year here in the mountains of Western North Carolina.
Yeah, I just imagining what that setting must be like out there is creeping me out a little bit, frankly. And now, what exactly is your role in Pinhead's Graveyard, Otis?
Well, I'm down with Captain Spaulding and the whole crew down. They usually come by. The people eventually make it through the trail, and they'll come down. And I'm about the only sane one in the whole group. If you've seen Devil's Rejects, then you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
But I'm kind of situated before you get to Dr. Satan. Dr. Satan, I gather all the patients up for Dr. Satan, and then I lead them down the path to Dr. Satan's operating table.
Now, over the years, and I mean 10 years is a long time to operate a venture like this, have you ever had anybody that just couldn't take it? I mean, they had a heart attack, they fainted, they said, stop this, let me out of here. I mean, what are some of the most outstanding experiences some of your guests have had?
Oh, I tell you what, we probably got too many to talk about, but we have a lot of people get scared. We've had people faint. We've actually had to carry them out of the graveyard. We've had individuals actually just take off running. And at one time in one of our locations, they ran toward a bank, and the bank was about a 15-foot fall down into the river. And so about that time, Jason came up out of Crystal Lake, and he actually stopped the young lady. And if not, she was getting out of there. One of the most interesting was, you know, usually whenever they leave, Texas Chainsaw is there to greet them and to exit them out as quickly as possible. And, of course, they're off and gone to their cars, and they just hope that Tex isn't in one of their cars. But one night we had two young fathers with two young boys about 4 years old. And about halfway through, the two fathers actually took off running.
Oh, no.
And, of course, all the characters gathered behind them, chasing them. And the two little boys, about 4 years old, were just standing there looking around. And there was monsters everywhere, and all of our five or six major movie characters. So Pinhead grabbed a hold of one of those hands, and then Pinhead got the other one in the other hand. And Pinhead walked the two little boys out, got out to the main area, and about six or eight of the creatures were down in the parking lot all over these guys' cars. And they were actually inside the car. They actually left their two boys down in the graveyard with all the monsters.
Good grief. That is amazing.
Were they screaming their faces off the whole time?
Just about. I mean, you know, we're sitting there saying, oh, well, we just don't believe it. But the little kids were having a good time. They really enjoyed it.
And now they're going to grow up and be real serial killers. You've influenced them at such an early age.
That's true. But over the 10 years, it's been so interesting. The ones that came through here 8, 9, 10 years ago that just cried and cried and cried, they've actually come back down and have asked and said, hey, can we be a part of it this year? And so they've grown up, and we've seen them really change from so scared that they can't even come through, just crying and screaming, to actually wanting to hang out with the characters.
Now, has there ever been an occasion when, you know, Jason slips with his machete or Leatherface slips with his chainsaw and somebody actually gets cut up?
No.
You wouldn't tell me if it had happened, would you?
Well, I tell you, last year I was in getting an extra chain, and as I walked out, the clerk looked and said, Pinhead's Graveyard, and said yes, and they said that's a real chain for the chainsaw, and we said yes, and the girl actually just turned and walked away from the register. it's just a great atmosphere down here. But no, we'll push it to the point where they wish that something was going to happen that would put them out of their misery.
And so I guess there is no age too young to experience this. Is that right?
No. One thing that we did on designing this is, if you come in, let's say you, Joshua, and your wife comes in and you say, I'm not scared, we're going to do what we can to make you crawl out of this place.
I believe you. I really do.
And we will. If you come in and your wife is pregnant, then we pass word down and that we have a pregnant lady, 8 or 9 months or 6 or 7 months or whatever. She'll be in the back of the line. she'll still see everything, but it won't be as intense as whatever. And then if we have a little kid that's really, really scared, we want that little kid to come back the next year and the year after. And we hope the mother and dad doesn't have severe sleeping problems at night whenever the little child gets home. That's not the purpose of it. So with that in mind, you know, we change it and make it and vary it. Is a good word, from time to time as to who's in the group and who's not. We had a university college basketball team call up about 3 years ago, and they said, what time y'all close? And we said, we'll close about, you know, 10 or so tonight. And said, well, we can't make it. And we said, well, who are you and where are you? And they told us, and they said there's going to be about 35 or 40 of us, and we're a varsity basketball program. And it's going to be the boys' team and the girls' team. And we said, we'll stay open. So we waited and waited. We had our plan together, and we just knew that the guys, the boys' basketball team, was going to try to scare the girls' basketball team to death, and we just turned the tables on them. The girls were the only ones left in the graveyard about halfway through. All the boys had already left and had gone to their cars or wherever or down the road. And all we had was the girls in there. Then we started working on the girls one by one and running them out. But at least when they got back on campus, the girls the next day said, hey, the boys left first.
Well, that's a good point. And it's you are living the fantasy of every twisted prankster out there. It's got to be a blast. I tell you what, we got to take a break. Can you stick through us or stick with us through the break so I can talk to you a little bit more?
Sure, we appreciate it very much.
Okay, we're going to take this short break. When we come back, I'll continue talking to Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. This is the most horrifying experience that you can safely have in Asheville. And if you go to pinheadsgraveyard.com, you'll find more information. We'll continue talking to him right after this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
You're listening to an exclusive News Radio 570 WWNC podcast. You can listen live, check out the latest news, get host info, downloads, and more at WWNC.com.
Place in all of Western North Carolina this Halloween season is Pinhead's Graveyard. It even sounds unsettling just to say it, doesn't it? Imagine walking out there in the middle of the Western North Carolina backwoods knowing that Leatherface and Michael Myers and Jason and all the guys from Dr. Satan's crew, they're all out there waiting for you, and they want to bring you to the absolute brink of terror. They want to make you crawl out of there. And right now, in Speaking of Strange, I'm talking with Otis, who is actually one of the people in charge of this nefarious operation. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and Forrest Connor, legendary executive producer, has just stepped into the studio. Hello, Forrest. Uh-oh, Agnes, there we go. We got to get your mic
on. There we go.
Okay.
Turn the mic on.
So now, Forrest, you actually went to Pinhead's Graveyard last year.
I did go.
Now tell us about your experience in that dark forest.
Well, you walk in and there's Pinhead there greeting you. He tells you that the monsters are here. They're not happy that when people walk through their areas. And the group I went with last year, the girl that there's like, I think, what was it, 10 or 20 people per group, Otis?
Yes, around we shoot for around 15, but it can vary 10 to 20.
Right, and the couple that, one of the couples that's in our group, as soon as they saw Chucky on the trail, they took
Chucky.
Off. Yeah, Chucky's scary, man, let me tell you.
Is there a midget playing Chucky, or
what is that all about?
It's Chucky, man.
It's probably a kid.
Just go check it out.
Okay, all right.
Go check it out.
Okay, continue, Forrest.
And as soon as they saw Chucky, they took off. They took off so fast. I think they passed two or three groups that were in front of us.
Yeah.
And finally, I think we got down to the Devil's Rejects area, and Otis is like, hey, man, y'all need to just stop here a second.
Yeah.
I was like, Otis, man, what's going on? He's like, that's right. It's me, boy.
So now, does it take just, surely it takes a lot, but is it hard to get insurance to do something like this, Otis?
Well, basically, you just got to go through the special events insurance programs from either in Hollywood or down in Orlando at Disney World.
Huh.
The regular insurance programs are usually don't cover something like this, mm-hmm. but basically... you can hear some of my characters right now getting very rowdy, but it is a special type insurance that we do have to have.
And have you cleared the permission to use all of these trademark characters?
Or? Oh, well, basically that doesn't come into play.
Okay.
You know, all of my characters and everything are very, very identical. If Freddie comes here and Freddie doesn't have his green and red sweater that night, we don't have Freddy.
Right.
I want, if you bring in your 4, 5, 6-year-old boy, I want him, whenever he looks up to Freddie and says, and looks at him, and I want him to say, hey, that is the real Freddie. It's going to be identical to what you see on the picture screen or what you see on the TV screen. That's what we want this experience to be for young kids and also for young adults and you know, even the senior citizens also.
Well, now, if someone comes to you and says, I want to be one of your monsters, what's the qualification for that? I mean, do you put them through some kind of a test? Do they have a resume? Or, I mean, how do you know who's going to make a good monster?
Well, what we do is we basically will talk to them for a little bit and just see where they're coming from and what kind of desire they have. And then we'll ask them if they played any parts before, if they have any masks that they, you know, perhaps save or collect at home. And if they do, if they have a Freddy mask and a Freddy glove or whatever, then that means they followed the Freddy character and they know some of the things that Freddy says. So we'll do that. We have a very good group of monsters down in here. They all look after each other. We have very strict rules.
Hey, Otis, I've got a gorilla suit at the house. What can we do with that?
Well, you bring him down here. You bring the gorilla down here.
King Kong.
And we'll talk to him. And I believe we could find a place in this woods that the gorilla would work well.
All right.
I think that's probably not the only suit Forrest has at his house. The Gimp suit, I'm pretty sure, is in use right now.
Yeah.
But we'll work with that in the future. So, okay, right. Tell all of our listeners what they need to do, how they can get in contact with you, and how they should proceed if they want to experience Pinhead's Graveyard.
Okay, well, our number is 828-6708-BAT, and that is 8-B-A-T. R8228, and if you call that number, you're going to get a recording that tells quite a bit about what to expect and who's going to be down here, and of course the location, the times, and etc. We're also on the web at pinheadsgraveyard.com, and where we're located is on Smoky Park Highway out at the Inca Candler exit. If you're coming off the interstate, either from Canton or from Hendersonville or from Asheville or Otene, it's exit 44. You get off, you turn left. Cracker Barrel will be on your left. Applebee's will be on your left. And then Waffle House will be on your right. And you turn on the road right there next to the Waffle House. And just come down that road, and you're going to see something that's very familiar. And just come right straight on through, and you have to find the trail to find us.
All right. Now, once again, folks, you can call 828-6708-BAT or same thing, 828-6708-2228, or just go to pinheadsgraveyard.com. It's behind the Waffle House over there near or off of Smoky Park Highway. And, Otis, I tell you, this has been a lot of fun. We might come on down there after all and check you out just so we can tell all the listeners how horrific it's going to be. And what's that, Agnes? Okay, yeah, Agnes asked, how much does it cost? What are the rates?
Okay, it's $10, and it takes anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes to go through. But you'll visit each of the characters in his own environment. This is fire. Otis has his operating table and waiting room and et cetera.
Say 30 to 40 minutes is a long time to be scared.
Right, and right now I can see Otis's fire burning. And then I can look down to the right, and I can see the area where Michael Myers is. So it's scary out here tonight, no doubt about it.
Otis,
but we have a lot of people as far away as Kentucky that comes, all following out in Cherokee, Marion, Old Fort, also down in Tryon, Greenville, Spartanburg. So we've really been fortunate, and I think the people really enjoy it whenever they do come.
Oh, I would believe that, and everything I've heard has been good. So we hope our listeners will go there and then call us and tell us just what their experience was. But I sure appreciate you taking the time away from scaring the crap out of people to talk with us a few minutes tonight, Otis. So thank you very much for being on the show, sir.
Well, we thank you, and if you and Forrest get a chance to come, be sure and let somebody know so we can make sure we give you special attention whenever you come through here.
A little chill went down my spine when you said that, Otis.
We'll be looking forward to both you and Farm.
Okay. Folks, there you go. That was Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. And once again, go to pinheadsgraveyard.com, or you can just go to, you just call them up, 828-670-8228. Or it's behind the Waffle House there on Smoky Park Highway. I don't know, Forrest. You want to go back again this year, man?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, to put it bluntly, I'm one less person this year, so I can have a lot more fun. And it's cheaper for me.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean. Now, how about you, Brian?
Yeah, I'd go check it out. I haven't been there yet.
Do you know that if we call these guys up and said the crew from News Radio 570 is coming down, do you know how badly they're going to scare us?
We'd walk out skinned alive, I'm sure.
Would you be up for that, Agnes? So everybody's saying, yeah, I'm the only one hesitating here.
Of course, went there last year. Otis was cooking up something that smelled pretty putrid last year.
Oh, great.
Can you go in with a sidearm, I wonder?
That'll be our condition.
Get in. Boom.
Okay, let's get the crew from 570, and let's go down there and go to Pinhead's Graveyard and come back and report to the listeners on what we experience. And sure enough, any of you who go, call us, tell us. Wouldn't it be cool if somebody actually calls us up while they are going through Pinhead's Graveyard and lets us hear the screams?
Let's do that. Let's get somebody to call in and do that.
Yeah, okay. If anybody is listening tonight, right now, and you want to go to Pinhead's Graveyard, please give us a call in the middle of this 30 to 40-minute experience. Leave your cell phone on. We will deputize you as a Speaking of Strange correspondent tonight, and you can give us a live experience there.
Be our guinea pig.
Yeah, that's right. Then we'll decide if we want to go.
Exactly.
All right. Folks, time for another break, and we're having a lot of fun tonight. Obviously, Halloween time is peak season for us, and there is much more to come. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC, the talk of the mountains.